1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here. Pastor William Rennick has joined us. Always a pleasure to have the pastor on from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. We've been talking about history on the show, Pastor.
I've been listening to part of your program. It's very interesting about the Crusades, although I have to agree with a lot of the people that called in. That woman sounds as if she needs an education into the relationships of people.
Well, she's getting sued, but more to the point, you are you just come from a symposium, I know, at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Was Jesus Black?
That was the second annual Was Jesus Black symposium. We want to alert people to this, to be on a schedule. It's very, it is interesting. I would particularly alert black people to go to the next Was Jesus Black symposium, because I think it will liberate their minds.
Now, what do you mean by liberating their mind?
Bill, I think that there has been a movement afoot of late to redefine the physical nature of Jesus as a black man. Now, I disagree with that.
You do? Why?
Because, I think that black people have been fooled into thinking that Jesus was black. If Jesus is indeed or was indeed black, I would like to see some proof beyond what most people use as proof.
Well, we know that, at least, you know, the one line from the movie Malcolm X, because I don't read the Bible, but I do go to a lot of movies, which I guess is the same thing as saying I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. I don't read the Bible, but I go to a lot of movies. So in the movie Malcolm X, he's arguing with a...
Well, you should read, see less movies and read the Bible, because that is where your real education is, Phil.
No, but let me just say this. He's arguing with the preacher in prison. He says, well, the Bible says that Jesus' feet and hands and skin were as of bronze, and that his skin or his hair was like wool or was woolly.
Well, that may be, and if that's what we want to look toward as a proof, but most black people think Jesus is black because of lifestyle. He was calling everyone brother. See, I think that is wrong. He loved gospel. He couldn't get a fair trial.
So, when you say the most black people in America think Jesus was black...
I'll give you up. On the Was Jesus Was Black symposium, there were six reasons why most black people think Jesus was black.
Okay.
Number one, he called everyone brother. Number two, he loved gospel. Obviously, he loved the gospel. He wrote the gospel.
Because black folks love gospel.
Love gospel music, yeah. Number three, he couldn't get a fair trial. That right there, you figure the man's a brother. Number four, he was always being profiled and harassed by the authorities. Number five, he lived at home till he was 30. Then he was homeless the next 3 years, and then he gets himself thrown in jail and killed. Now, if that is a black man, a lot of people will tell you that. If that's not a brother, I don't know what is.
He lived at home until he was 30, and then...
And then he was homeless for 3 years, and then he went on death row.
Okay. And then there's a sixth point.
He was always hanging around with hookers and prostitutes. Now those are the six reasons most black people will give you as to why Jesus was black. Now I think has created a cottage industry of paintings for black Jesuses, black tapestries, black murals, all that. But I think that we need to get back to the reality of who Jesus was. That he was a man and the Son of God with a great deal to teach people, Phil.
All right, Pastor William Rennick is our guest on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. He has come back from a symposium, Was Jesus Black? Why is it important for people to know his color?
Well, I think it's important for people to know whether Jesus was white or whether Jesus was black, because people identify with him from that standpoint. If most people think he's black, then they understand his life a little bit better. If you're a black man, if you're a white man, and he's a black man, well, then it gives you an excuse to go out and screw around on your wife, break the commandments and everything else, because you ought to follow what some black guy said in the first place.
That's not being very fair. So in other words, if I believe that Jesus, if I'm white and I believe Jesus was black, okay, he was black, so I'll go out and break a few commandments, because I don't want to follow the man's example. I mean, truth is truth. Isn't that true, Reverend?
Well, that is absolutely, that is correct. Truth is truth. But I'm just saying why some people think the way they think. Now, black folks I want to open up the minds of my brothers and sisters so they're not so simple-minded about that. Just because he called everybody brother doesn't mean he's a brother. Now, yes, he was profiled, and he was harassed, but I think that's simply because of the times.
Well, look, it was 2,000 years ago, okay? 2,000 years ago, in the time of the Romans, in a time of the Roman provinces, etc., if Jesus was black, which he could very well have been, it doesn't necessarily mean they were profiling people in those days.
Well, they might have been. If you were stealing a goat, I don't know. Whatever the problems were in those days, you know, it's stealing goats, crucified, you profile a man. Rolling people. They didn't have car theft, but they'd have goat theft, or they'd stealing a man's mule, jacking a mule, all that.
What do you mean, jacking a mule? So that...
Yeah, whatever, all those things. You profile a man, he's a black man.
So you're telling me that most of the mules got jacked by black guys back in Galilee?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. And all the other things. And
okay, so let's get back to this one. The other thing. He couldn't get a fair trial.
Couldn't get a fair trial. But I don't know if that's because it was a brother, just that's the way it was in those days. Nobody got a fair trial unless you could afford an attorney. All right, in those days, there was, I don't know whether you could go and go to one of those, like, 1-800 Legal Aid or something like that.
Well, they didn't have telephones.
All right, but maybe they had a guy like Larry H. Parker. You know, he's a Jew, and they had a lot of Jews back then. One thing they didn't have no shortage of was Jews, which means they had no shortage of lawyers. Drunk driving conviction or whatever.
Drunk driving conviction, you mean operating a mule while under the influence.
Then you could go to Larry H. Parker.
Go to Larry H. Parker of Nazareth or something?
You could. All I'm trying to say is that's why people didn't believe they get a fair trial.
Well, what about this? He loved the gospel.
He did love gospel. And I'm sure that the apostles on any given day might break into song and rock and roll a little bit. I'm not saying that was Marvin Gaye or Sam Cooke. I hear that some of them, like John or Philip, they can shake a leg. And some of them really, do a lickety-split.
And then I don't even know what you're talking about, man, you know. John could shake a leg and do a lickety-split. So they had gospel music back then?
They might have had gospel music, singing and dancing. They had, on any given day, on any given time of the Sabbath, you'd have a concert or some kind of music festival. People crowd into Nazareth. They had a hell of a half a million people coming to Bethlehem. For a jam session, they had some Roman group come down from Rome for a jam session. And
what are you talking about? Is this some kind of historical jam session in Bethlehem with a half a million people?
Right. They played and the flutes and they danced around and hit drums. You had a half a million people, man, with the sun coming up. Don't take the brown acid. Now, the other one is he called everybody brother. That don't mean he's black either. But a lot of folks think that it does. And the other hanging around prostitutes, that's Mary Magdalene. Wouldn't you? Especially you getting everything for free. Jesus never paid for a thing in his life, and that includes Mary Magdalene. So I would say that we got a lot of African-American people don't understand that that's just not wrong. That's wrong. It's not wrong.
That's wrong. It's not wrong. Okay, so what were you doing over there at the Jesus Black Symposium, man? Were you trying out any of the shrooms that...
I don't know what you're talking about, white boy. Well, I might have. What's it to you?
All right, well, anyway, the symposium, Is Jesus Black, or Was Jesus Black, at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and that was the Reverend William Rennick who went, and he comes back with 6 points as to why most black folks think Jesus was black. Number one, he called everyone brother. Number two, he loved gospel. Number three, he couldn't get a fair trial. Number four, he was always being profiled and harassed by the authorities. Number five, he lived at home until he was 33, or lived at home until he was 30 and then was homeless for 3 years. And number four, or number six, or number 10, or whatever it was, he was always hanging around ladies of the evening. That about it, Rev?
Yeah, that's got it.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry's show at 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower on the line with us. Just came back from the Was Jesus Black Symposium. And he feels that most, not most, but any African-American, what about white people that think he was black?
Same reasons, Phil, they had at the symposium. Found it, regardless of race, most people believe Jesus was black because of these ridiculous ideas.
That he couldn't get a fair trial, he was profiled, and he was lived at home till he was 30.
Right.
All right, here's Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
ma'am. I just want to say to the pastor that he's an idiot. I'm black.
God bless you.
I have never heard of anything like this in my life.
I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are.
Why? Because I sat with educators trying to pin down.
You know what? I don't care who you sat with. You don't have a clue about what black people think.
Well, why do you think Jesus was black?
I don't think he was black.
Well, you think he's a white man?
No, I don't.
Well, what do you think he was?
Color doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, what do you think? He was some kind of a mulatto or something? He had to be a man. We know from the Bible he was a man.
He was someone that loves everybody. And it doesn't matter what color he is.
Well, there are a lot of brothers that are hung up on this. And I'm not hung up on it, but a lot of people are hung up on this.
Well, you must be hung up on it because you're on the radio being stupid.
I'm being stupid. All I said was the man called everybody brother. I can't figure out why everyone thinks he's black.
Just because you call somebody brother, what does that have to do with it?
Because the black folks call each other brother.
And so?
There you go.
Well, what has that got to do with it? Look, a lot of people may think Jesus was black for the very reasons that I gave you, Pastor, and that was there is some biblical reference or indication that he might have been black.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
That had in your studies, it had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
Well, you know what?
Couldn't get a fair trial. He was profiled.
You are wrong.
And he was tailed by Romans. Now, today, young black men are tailed by the police.
Well, you know what? When you go to
Jesus
hell,
was tailed by Romans
I
every time.
Think of everything that you're saying when you burn in hell.
Why would I burn in hell, sister?
For lying. For lying. That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm not lying. I'm saying.
You can't get on the radio and say that what black people think. Give me a break.
I'm saying that
okay,
some
because
black...
you don't know what I think. You have no idea what I think.
Yes, I do. You know why? Because I have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And I know you believe Jesus
gift.
Was...
You have a gift of the Holy Ghost.
And I know you know Jesus lived at home till he was 30 years of age. Then
what
he went out.
What does that have to do with black people?
That's what most young black men do.
Oh, really?
Oh, now, let's not be too stereotypical, okay?
You're a white man. What do you understand? I'm talking to the sister.
Okay, I'm a white man. I'll step away from this conversation.
If you don't mind. Now, sister, I'm telling you. This brother lived at home till he was 30. Homeless for 3 years?
Well,
call everybody brother. That sound
maybe
like a
his
nigga?
Maybe his parents were sick or something. Maybe they needed his help. You know, do you know really what happened?
I never thought. You know what? You've got a good point.
I know I have a good point. You know, but you should just check yourself before you get on the radio saying things that are so outrageous,
what
that
church
are so
you go to?
Stupid.
What church you go to?
Why?
I just want to know.
I want to know what I do for
you. I don't want to know what you do. I don't want to know where it is. I just want to know what church. Are you Pentecostal?
I'm not going to tell you.
You Catholic?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why won't you tell me?
Don't worry about what I am because you're just full of lies.
I think you're a very intelligent sister.
You're just full of lies.
I think we need more black women like you, a very intelligent woman.
Well, whatever.
I think you are. And I'm not full of lies. All I said, the brother couldn't get a fair trial.
What? How do you know that? You were not back
there. How do I know that? I know that man got hung from a...
You cannot say that.
I know he got nailed to a cross.
You don't even know how things were even done during that time.
You trying to tell me that Jesus got a fair trial, that he deserved to be hanging from that cross?
I'm not telling you that. You're just saying that yourself, but you don't really know.
What do you mean I'm going to ask the Reverend something. What do you mean he got tailed by Romans?
Right. The Romans beat cruisers who were the police. They'd tail him, follow him around and stop him and detain him.
I can't believe
it. Ask for his ID and everything. They did that. Since I'm telling you, I know history.
You know,
the Roman soldiers would detain him and ask for his ID.
They'd lay back and follow from behind.
You are...
On their donkeys.
Yeah, okay, yeah, they were. That's it. There you go. Thank you for your call. So they were tailing them on their Roman police donkeys.
Hey, you know, you think I'm lying?
I don't think they had Roman police donkeys, if that's what you're asking me to believe.
The Romans would follow Jesus on chariots. Jesus went cruising in a low donkey.
I have no idea. Here is Columbia County on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yes, sir, hi.
Yes, Jesus was home for 30 years as a carpenter. His father taught him his carpenter work.
Was he a member of the carpenters?
And he went three and a half years to go read the Bible, study the Bible.
There you go.
You've got to study the Bible.
Right on, baby. Yeah, you know Jesus was cruising around on a donkey in Jerusalem?
What are you saying?
I said Jesus used to go cruising on his donkey in Jerusalem.
No, he didn't go cruising. He walked all the way.
Well, what about that donkey coming to town on?
What about
that donkey coming to town on? They let him palms down and everything like that.
No, he used to walk, and that's what they used to do in those days.
Did the Romans ever pull him over?
And that's why they washed each other's feet.
Right.
Was because of cleaning the feet before they came in, and they washed each other's feet.
But what I'm trying to say is, how come the Romans pulled him over?
What do you mean the Romans pulled him over? For what?
That's what I'm saying. A non-moving violation. Like a taillight was out
you
of something.
He's on a donkey.
I said, you know why he died?
Well, he bled to death.
Jesus died.
He bled to death.
For your sins and mine.
Well, you know what? If he would have asked me, I would have saved him the trouble.
You figure you were a sinner?
Have I figured I'm what?
You figure you are a sinner?
I've had a lot of fun, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, I figure I'm a sinner.
I've had my fun.
He died for me.
You've had your fun?
He died for me.
You know, Reverend, I realize you're trying to be amusing and cute and everything, but what this non-moving violation got pulled over by a Roman?
Because he had a taillight out.
Had a taillight
out. You're making a mockery. You're making a mockery of him now.
I'm not making no mockery, son. All I'm trying to say is he's a man just like you and me.
The Bible, you're making a mockery of him.
I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he's my Lord and Savior. I believe in the Holy Ghost. And I believe I'm immersed in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
Well, before you start talking, you better study the Bible.
I study the Bible. I'll tell you right now. I don't think that man, I'll tell you right now, the Romans pulled him over on those Roman donkey cruisers.
How do you know that unless you read the Bible?
Because I read about the Bible.
How do you know it unless you read the Bible?
Do you read the Bible?
I sure do.
How often?
Every day.
Every day?
And I study the Bible.
Really?
That's right.
What's on page 6? What's on page 6?
What's your name? Hey, this is Phil Hendry, sir. What's your name, pal? What's your name, buddy?
He's scared of you, Henry. He'll only talk to a nigger.
Will you watch your language, please? What is your name, sir, in Columbia County?
Columbia County? Well, that's Peg. Peg, I'm a woman.
Peg. Oh, okay, Peg. Well, you very sweet to call us this evening.
Okay. You take care.
You take care, dear.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a woman?
Yes, it was. Why? What's that supposed to mean? Huh?
No comment.
Here is Marietta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Marietta?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Reverend is talking something completely stupid. First of all,
I'm trying to relate to people so they understand what I'm trying to say.
No, first of all, you're relating to them wrong because it has nothing to do with the things that you said, the 6 points that you said that Jesus was black because he was a... I mean, that's stupid. You're not even a reverend if you say something stupid
Why did I say something stupid? I said he could not get a fair trial, and he was always being profiled and tailed by the Romans.
No. That's it. You're not even a reverend.
I am a reverend.
This so-called conference?
This happened over the weekend at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
Oh, yeah,
was Jesus Black Symposium.
Right. No.
Brother, why do you dismiss me without hearing what I got to say?
Go ahead.
I told you, but you have dismissed it.
All right, well, let the other man say what he has to say. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, you go back to the Old Testament, and you look up Tamar, and you can trace Tamar from Tamar all the way up to David, all the way to Jesus.
Tamar?
Am I right or wrong? Listen to me. Am I right or wrong? Wasn't Jesus part of the house of lineage of David?
Yes, he was. Okay. But I didn't know he went into Tamar.
That right there gave it to you. Go back to Tamar.
What are you talking about going back to Tamar, man? I just went to Tamar yesterday.
Tamar?
All the black people shop at Tamar.
Do you know anything about Tamar?
Yeah, I shop there all the time.
Oh, here we go. Shop there all the time. All right, listen.
You talk about Tamar. You're the one bringing it up, all right?
Right.
I'm simply saying that Jesus was profiled and couldn't get a fair trial.
You're just talking crazy. That had nothing to do with it.
You know he's profiled.
That had nothing to do with it.
You know
how
for
was
what?
Let me ask you a question. How was he profiled?
Because the Romans know he was causing trouble, and they profiled him. Look at that Jew.
Okay, you said he was
another
causing trouble?
Yeah.
See, yeah, that tells you right now you're not a reverend.
He was causing trouble. They said, there goes that black Jew causing all that trouble again.
It's irrelevant that he's black.
That's true.
What I'm trying to say is that just go back
We'll look it over. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Good luck, Reverend. Phil Hendry here, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, I can't get over that tobacco thing. That's $146 billion. And the fact is, I know they're appealing, but I don't know where they're going to go with the appeal, because there's proof now. There is proof. There's documentation that shows that the tobacco companies absolutely knew that nicotine was not only addictive, but that they were actively trying to manipulate nicotine levels to keep people addicted. They were purposefully trying to injure the health of their customers. Now, Harvey Weierman is an attorney at law. We have him on the line here to talk a little bit more about this from San Marino. Harvey, how are you?
I'm I don't know when you asked that question, if you want an honest answer or not.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm not doing good.
What's going on with you?
Well, I seem to be... I've got an appointment to go to the doctor tomorrow morning. I'm not doing well, and I'm afraid that I may have some advanced... I'm sorry, Phil. I know you wanted me to talk about the tobacco thing.
No. What's going on with you? What is wrong?
I have got an appointment to go to the doctor tomorrow. I may have some beginning stages, elementary stages of Alzheimer's, and I'm scared.
Jesus, how do you know? Harvey, have you been to a doctor yet?
No, I've got an appointment tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure that this is... and I've got...
Why do you say that?
Well, I can't see. First of all, Phil, I wanted you to know that I have acted as your personal attorney and advisor for the last 10 years, and I cannot, in good conscience... continue in that capacity.
Well, Harvey, hold on for me. You know that I have another attorney and that I've got an agent, and I've used you more as a friend than anything else. I don't need, you know, what are you talking to me about? What do you mean you have Alzheimer's disease? Talk to me, all right?
Well, I know you wanted me to talk about the tobacco.
Forget about the tobacco thing. What's going on?
Well, I lost my car keys, and I had to buy a daytimer. I can't remember. Boy, I had a lunch date today. I was a half hour late. I just don't know what's going on, and that's the part that I guess scares me more than it.
You lost your car keys and you bought a what? You bought a daytimer?
A daytimer, yeah. That's
the thing that you put down appointments in, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. I can't comment on the tobacco case because I can't recall what the verdict was. And
I told you what the verdict was.
Yeah, I know that they won, but I don't know by how much. I thought it was $150 billion, and you just now said it was $146 million. Do you know the fear? Do you know the fear that strikes into a person's heart when all of a sudden you think you know?
And you were off by $4 billion. I may be wrong. Mike, what was the thing? Was it $147 billion or $146 billion? I didn't even know how much it was. It was $145.
Well, now I'm $5 billion off.
And I was off by two.
In the name of everything holy, would you shut up and let me tell you that I'm afraid I cannot represent you any longer because I believe I have Alzheimer's. I forgot the PIN number on my... I don't know my PIN number. I just don't know my PIN number.
Pick the phone up, Harvey.
No.
Pick up the phone, Harvey.
I don't want it.
Call his other line, Mike. I know he's got two lines in the office.
Get him to call my other line. I just took it off the hook.
You just took it off the hook. Harvey.
What?
I forgot my PIN number 10 years ago. I was in my 30s, okay? I forgot my PIN number one day, and...
What? Where were you? At the bank?
Yes, I was at the bank, and I was at a bank out in the desert, in fact. And the night before, I'd been out dancing and drinking till about 4 a.m. with my girlfriend. And frankly, I was in no shape, even at 8 o'clock in the morning, to be driving my car. But I had to go to the bank. And I walked up to it, and I didn't know my PIN number.
What were you doing at the bank?
I beg your pardon?
Why were you at the bank?
I just got done telling you that I went to the bank to get money, and I forgot my PIN number, okay?
Well, why were you there to get money?
Yes, I was at the bank. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I went to the bank to get...
So you forgot your PIN number.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I forgot my PIN number. And
I was at the bank, though.
Well, what are you... You were using it to get what? I use it to get money.
I was using it to get shoes. What do you mean, what was I using it for? I used my PIN number to get money. Just like you.
Oh, Phil, I can't remember anything. I'm afraid that I have Alzheimer's. And I didn't know. First of all, I never knew the bank sold shoes. Now you're telling me
the bank doesn't sell shoes, man. I'm telling you that I had Alzheimer's.
You have Alzheimer's.
I don't have Alzheimer's. I'm saying
there he is. Right. You told me that he has.
I don't have Alzheimer's. All right.
What do they sell at the bank now?
They ain't selling nothing at the bank now. They got
So they don't have money there.
They got money. But they're not, Harvey, shut up for a minute. I got to tell you something. I forgot my PIN number 10 years ago at the bank.
See, now I'm just a foolish old man. You're telling me to shut up because I'm babbling, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? You are babbling, but you don't have Alzheimer's. I'm telling you that I forgot my PIN number at the bank, and I don't have Alzheimer's. Okay? Okay?
You know, I did a week ago. I didn't tell you about this because I didn't want to scare you, and I didn't want to scare my daughter. And
who, Deanna?
Yes, I didn't tell Deanna. But I...
Look, I think you're making a big deal.
Will you just let me talk to you for a minute, okay? I got to let you know these things, Phil, because someone responsible needs to know.
What?
I put my briefcase on top of my car as I was getting into my car, and I got into the car, and I took off. I went a whole block.
With what, the briefcase on the roof?
Yes, with the briefcase on the roof. Do you know what kind of a jackball I looked like? I stopped the car and got out and got it, looking like, for all the world, like an idiot.
You put your briefcase on the roof of your car?
Yes.
People do that all the time. People...
Do what?
I beg your pardon?
What do they do?
They put their briefcase on top of their car.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. And I had the briefcase up there.
For a whole block. Big deal, man. I read about a guy who was in his 20s who put a kid in the kid's car seat on top of his car. Get a load of this, Harvey. This one will scare you to death. A guy put his own kid on the roof of his car in his car seat because he was getting stuff. He got into the car. He took off with the kid in the car seat on the roof of the car, okay? And the kid bounced down the street. Thank God nothing happened to the kid. Kid was okay. But the guy in his 20s, a new father, forgot that his own kid was in the car seat, okay? So you see what I'm talking about?
Listen, you. Will you listen to me?
What?
I said I had a briefcase, not a kid, on top of the car.
I didn't say you had a kid on top of the car.
Bull crap, I've been listening to you for 5 minutes talking about the kid I left on my car.
I didn't say you left a kid on your car. You left a briefcase on your car, didn't you?
You know something? You ought to calm down because you're a young man, but that's the kind of crap that'll give you Alzheimer's, screaming about leaving kids on top of your car. You let somebody know that, and they'll put you away.
Know what?
What you did.
I didn't...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. I didn't leave a kid on my car, okay?
Well, then you're a lying piece of garbage, of human garbage, because you just told me you...
I did not. Oh, I'm a lie.
You're a lying piece of human waste. You just said that you left a kid.
I didn't. I said a guy in the news left a kid on the roof of his car, okay?
Boy, you are sick. I thought I was sick.
Why won't you listen to me?
I'm afraid, Phil. I'm 78 years old and I'm in fear.
I understand you're in fear.
No, you don't understand. I've lived a good life. I fought for this country in the South Pacific. I had a legal career. I lost my wife 4 years ago. I raised a son who died, a daughter. I've got 2 grandkids, and I'm losing my mind.
You're not losing your mind, man.
How do you know?
Because the things you're telling me, losing car keys and
look at that. You can't remember, can you? Probably you got Alzheimer's.
No, you lost your day timer and all that other stuff doesn't prove anything.
Prove what?
That you have Alzheimer's.
That's why I called. Thank you. Jesus. You know, I had forgotten why I...
Oh, I see. Hold on for a minute, all right?
Huh?
Hold on, okay?
What?
Hold the phone.
I'm holding the phone. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to take a break, all right?
To do what?
Put him on hold. I don't want to talk to him anymore. You know something, Harvey? I'm going to tell you something.
I'm hanging up, Phil.
Don't hang up.
No, I'm hanging up because you know what? You're losing your patience.
Don't hang up, man. I want to talk to you.
No, I'm hanging up. Screw you. Call me when you get off the air. There.
There what?
I hung up.
Hey, Harvey.
What?
You didn't hang up, man.
How do you figure that?
Because you and I are still talking.
Well, I don't know how to hang it up.
Yes, you do. Hang it up.
I don't know how.
Put it down in the phone.
Like that?
We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. Harvey Weierman is an attorney and has been my personal attorney for the last 10 years. We were going to talk about tobacco with, you know, he's called back, right? Well, we were going to talk about the tobacco industry. Are you, you expressed fear that you had Alzheimer's.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
We're on the air.
Yes.
I did what?
You were expressing fear that you had. Don't tell me you don't remember that, okay? For 15 minutes.
I came on this. You want me to talk about tobacco, right?
About the tobacco award, yeah.
Well, what is this Alzheimer's bullcrap?
Do you remember being on this show?
I've been on your rotten show a lot of.
Do you remember being at. You don't have to insult me. Do you remember being on my show the last 15 minutes?
Well, if I was on your show for the last 15 minutes, that means I wasn't taking a crap, which is what I was doing the last 15 minutes.
You have a phone in your bathroom, don't you?
I wasn't on your show as far as I know.
Well, you were for the last 15 minutes talking to me about Alzheimer's and how you're afraid that you have Alzheimer's.
15 minutes ago, Phil, and for the last 15 minutes, I've been trying to have a bowel movement that I still, and this is going on day three. So what are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I mean, seriously, there's nothing wrong with my mind. It's my colon. That's.
You were on here talking about Alzheimer's, that you were afraid that you were losing your memory.
Well, I'm fine.
How's that bowel movement?
No go there, but the rest of me's okay. This will be day four tomorrow.
All right, I honestly don't know what to talk about now. I mean, I thought you were saying to me.
Well, maybe you're the guy with Alzheimer's, because I never.
Well, you were. You were talking about it.
I don't remember.
All right, let's talk about the tobacco.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
The tobacco industry getting hit with a $146 billion lawsuit that they lost today.
I'm not aware of that. Hello?
Yeah.
You wanted me to come on your program and talk about the big tobacco lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
They lost the...
I wasn't aware that they lost.
Well, they did lose $146 billion.
That's... Now, you're saying who lost?
The tobacco company lost.
All right. What are you yelling for?
I thought you were versed in this. You know something, Schaefer? Either he's got Alzheimer's or I got to fire you. Did you verse him and what it was we were going to talk about?
Don't blame Schaefer. You sound like a real ninny yelling and screaming and getting all upset about crap. Now, we're talking about the tobacco industry lawsuit.
You're completely aware of it?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
And you know who the principals are?
I know about R.J.R. Reynolds, Brown and Williamson, Philip Morris. I know what they're suing for, yes.
And you're familiar with the attorneys?
I'm completely familiar with the attorneys.
Okay. What do you think about the fact that they lost today for $146 billion?
I haven't had a chance to review it. By the way, Phil...
You haven't had a chance to review it.
By the way, Phil, I have some bad news for you.
What?
I can't be your attorney anymore because I'm afraid I have Alzheimer's disease.
I've been losing the...
You told me that a minute ago. Thanks very much, Harvey. It's been great talking to you. I'm going to just go on to some other things here. You know, just go ahead and send an ambulance to his house. And if there's nothing wrong with him, he's fine. Just send an ambulance over there and see if they need, if he needs them, or they, maybe they need him. Maybe you should send an ambulance over to Harvey's with a carton of cigarettes. That'd probably help him out. Unfreaking believable. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. So as I was saying at the beginning of the half hour, these guys got nailed with a major, and I mean a big, big, big price tag there, $146 billion. That's just about as that's about as rugged as it's going to get. And to think I gave up cigarettes thinking, you know, they didn't need my money. They're going to need it now. I gave up smoking cigarettes, man, thinking, well, they don't need my, you know, they don't need my $5 a day. When I quit back in October, I didn't go through any physical withdrawal, or so I thought. But as I indicated to Harvey and everybody else, I put on more weight, man. I put on like 50 pounds. I wonder, I couldn't breathe when I smoked. I can't breathe now when I put my shoes on. So what's, you know, who cares? One, you can't breathe from the cigarette. Now, every time I bend over to tie my shoe, I can't breathe. I still can't breathe. So how about if I go out and get some exercise, you fat slob Phil? I know, you're right. I said to my wife, we're going to go out, I'm going to walk 40 minutes a day, try to get this weight down, we'll take some of the kids with us, we'll really try to work and get into shape, but, you know, it's enough that I quit smoking, man. That's all I'm giving to life for this year. Next year, then we'll get into something else. On the one-year anniversary, then I'll start working out again. But I wasn't kidding you, and the reason why I gave up smoking, and I mentioned this on the show when I gave up the cigarettes, is because I had seen the movie The Insider. Forget that I had seen the 60 Minutes. Never, I hadn't seen that, and I hadn't even read anything in Time magazine. I had to go see the freaking movie to find out what everybody was talking about. And when they talked about impact boosting and creating more nicotine in a cigarette than they needed to keep people artificially hooked, and that that cigarettes were nicotine delivery devices, and all of this was coming through, if that movie did nothing else, man, it got Phil Hendry to give up cigarettes. That's the truth. Go see it. Go see it, and if you don't walk out of a movie theater, if you're a smoker and you go see The Insider and you don't walk out of a movie theater feeling like the biggest chump, then forgive me, you're not very bright. I'm not talking about whether you're afraid of getting cancer. I'm not talking about that. It wasn't the reason I gave up cigarettes wasn't because I was afraid of getting cancer. You know, as a smoker, and I knew as a smoker, the threat of cancer and the threat of emphysema and the threat of disease never, ever, rarely gets people to quit smoking. Rarely. It's not the threat of the disease. It's the physical ill effects that you're having right now. Or, in my case, what got me to quit is I suddenly realized that for 34 years, somebody had been playing me like a freaking Stradivarius. I'd been chumped. They were keeping me hooked. They were waiting for me to come back into the store because they knew they had to do that. They knew they had to increase the nicotine to get dumb Phil Hendry in there to buy more cigarettes. Now, you go see that flick if you're a smoker. And if you don't come out of that movie feeling like a real dumbbell, then you're not. Then you are a dumbbell, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're playing you like a chump. A lot of the things that I've... Yes, Harvey.
Yeah, I'm back. I wanted to talk to you about the tobacco verdict. You know,
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, and turn that traffic down.
Sorry.